Today, I really want to talk about oil and what's happening in oil. And in particular, I would focus most of my remarks on supply, even if I'll talk a little bit about demand, because really the whole adjustment here that we're looking for is how supply works in this new environment. And the advent of shale has really changed this relationship between price and supply reactivity in many ways. Obviously, it's a shorter cycle, and we'll talk about that, but also there's a linkage between shales and financial market and the capital market in the United States, which both are very dynamic, that also transforms how you think about prices, how the market anticipates prices, and the linkage really between the financialization of oil and prices and the volatility that creates, that is important in the next phase here when we go into decisions to investment. But really, to think about supply, I think it's a three-layered supply equation that we need to think about going forward: what the Middle East is going to do, how the U.S. reacts to changes in prices and cost, obviously, and how the global system, which I would call it a low reactivity, slow investment pattern with long decision cycles and outcome, adapt to these faster moving elements into the system. And that's, this iteration becomes quite important to understand the future supply function.